she's official. Okay.
She had something to say.
Yes. Anna, you sound a
Attention.
little muffled to me.
Me? Oh, it might be because I'm very stuffed up.
Oh, no, other than that.
Oh. Hold on, let me turn. That any better?
Crystal, how does it sound to you? Oh,
Sounds fine. She sounds stuffy, but I mean that she's stuffy,
I mean,
so
like
yeah.
stuffy, but like it, okay, all right.
Oh,
What does
let
it
me
sound
fix
like?
my audio.
It sounds like
Oh.
she's really far away and it's echoey.
Is this better?
There, a hundred
Oh,
percent better.
whoa.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
You said listen.
it for some reason it switched my microphone to my headphones, which doesn't have a microphone technically. I didn't
Ah,
know.
okay. That's dumb. There you go. Now I hear you regular stuffy. Sounds good.
Yay. Do I
Yay.
sound okay? Testing, testing. One, two,
Yours sounds
three.
fine. Yours
Okay, just
sounds
like
good.
shit.
Well, let me blow my nose so I know. Oh, wait.
We finally, after 3,000 years of searching, we finally figured this out.
So, have you guys been testing other places?
Well, Microsoft Teams put in the trash because it says that there's an option to record, but there wasn't. So they
Wait,
lied.
did it not record?
It did last week because it was still
Oh,
technically
okay.
Skype on Crystal's
Yeah.
end, but now that that's officially gone, we
Ah,
couldn't
fuck.
figure out a way to make it record. So we're here.
Damn.
It may cut us off at a certain time and we have to start another recording, but that's fine.
Okay. But
That's
that's
better
better
than
than
nothing. Yeah.
nothing.
Just more work for Anna to
Jeez.
do. She'll just have to really dig into those editing skills that she has, you know?
Yeah, she can put it on a resume, really, because how long has she been
I
doing this?
mean,
A long
yeah.
ass time.
Honestly, like I think when I listen to podcasts quite often, like a lot of the times they have like this long Don't play
list.
it yet. I just sent
What?
you guys two. Sorry, I saw Joy
Oh,
looking at it. I sent two recordings. Don't listen to them yet.
oh yeah,
Okay.
I played it
It's
just so I
funny.
could not have volume on my phone. Yes, go for it.
It's funny because the video is kind of lagging, so it kind of sounds like y'all are like, it looks like y'all are like tutting a little bit when you're talking. It looks kind of cool. Anyway, sorry. I listen to podcasts a lot of the times, and they have a huge like spiel of like produced by blah blah blah. Obviously, they have like talent they book, so it's a little bit different. But like, I'm thinking they have that many people working on one podcast, and we do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
We post on
production,
Instagram, Anna edits
marketing,
stuff. You guys write things.
audio, like,
Yeah,
hello,
but
put songs
also they have
together.
actual listeners and advertisements and money.
Hey, we have We're still doing a
listeners.
good job, and we put it out We do a fine ass semi-frequently
job on our
and then
schedule.
all by
Yeah.
ourselves, and we have actual jobs at the same time. So, like,
Yeah.
hello, it is possible.
This is not our job.
Anyways, I wish it was though. If this is my job, ugh.
Man, I wish I could just watch movies all the time and TV.
Get paid for it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, dream.
What a yob.
Yeah. I was gonna say we should start like a YouTube channel, but we can't even get this together, so probably not.
I mean, we could just as a just throw the podcast up and just be like, here's a visual
Well,
of
we can't even. It took us so long to just get this going.
we had like one YouTube video when like I think Anna
Oh,
wasn't
that's
home or
right.
something, and we recorded us talking about what
Big
is
Little
it, sharp
Lies.
objects or Big
Big Little
Little Lies, that
Lies.
one.
Yeah.
While we were waiting on her to get home, or she was you were in the valley or
Wow, we had
something.
so much time. Where did all that time from
Ugh.
go?
Now I spend my time on the train, napping, actually. I took a
Like,
real
I
nice
think
nap on
about
the
that time and
train.
I'm like, I had so much time to do stuff. And like, I still have that time, but it feels so much less now. I don't understand.
Because we made time seem longer.
Anyways, that's
Because time
me.
with us was fun.
Well, it's because we were
That's
literally just down the hall and not 45 minutes across
I
town
don't
or half a
want to talk
country
about it. 3 hours
away.
away. Yeah.
I
Boo.
don't like it. I hate it. Boo, boo, boo.
Tomato,
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
tomato.
Exactly.
Well, at
Well,
least I'm very familiar with Zoom, so that's good.
we're gonna get familiar with Zoom because Skype is gone.
Only after.
R.I.P.
Cry, cry, cry.
And Microsoft Teams just shit the bed. So,
Ugh. Maybe
That's the
that's
only
it.
option, right? Other than Zoom, there's nothing else, right?
Discord.
Oh, that's right. We can try that again. I don't remember why I didn't like it, but we can try it again. Just to see. Because we're gonna have to weigh our options if this doesn't work. Especially
Yeah.
because did Discord let us record longer than like 40 minutes or something?
Was
Yeah, because that's how
unlimited.
people stream, right?
I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, so it lets you go for
I don't
hours.
know.
I. Oh, never mind. That's not recorded.
What?
Yeah, I don't. I was gonna say I'm on there all the time for like 3 hours at a time, but I'm not recording those. So
Oh, for
Oh,
your games.
for D&D. Oh, there they are.
Wait, I think Eric does that.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
streaming, right?
Yeah, you should get him to
He.
set up your Discord and make sure it's
I'm
all.
gonna have him do it. Yeah, I'm
You
like, Eric,
should.
help me, help me. I try to do things on my own, but I feel like I feel such like an old lady when it comes to computers. I'm
You
so,
are.
I try really hard to do it myself, and I'm like, ugh. I'm
Hey,
like when
look,
at
at
work.
least.
At work, I'm like, let me try to figure
Hello?
this out before I call IT, and then I'm like, IT, and they're like, oh, it was this simple. I'm like, oh.
Hey, look, at least you're not a boomer trying to figure out how to save a file as a PDF. Because the amount of times that I've had to teach that to people, or like
You
Control F, Control Search, like, girl.
there's a bit in The Office where there's an older man in the office named Creed, and
Oh, yeah.
Creed goes to Ryan, who's like the young intern, and Creed's like, hey, can you get me set up on a website? Because he has like all these crazy thoughts. He's like, yeah, sure. So Ryan sets him up with a website, but he just opens a Word document. And so Creed is like, I'm gonna put it on my blog. So he goes to his friends on his Word document.
Shut up.
Oh my God, that show was so funny.
My God.
Well, yo, yiddy-o, home skillets. Welcome to We Have Thoughts, a podcast about Oscar movies. I'm Crystal.
I'm Joy.
And I'm Anna.
And we are three strong women chatting about the 2008 Best Picture nominees and our Oscar Rewind series. The movie up for review today is Juno. Faced with an unplanned pregnancy, an offbeat young woman makes a selfless decision regarding the unborn child. Along with Best Picture, it was nominated for Best Director, Jason Reitman, and Best Actress, Elliot Page. It won Best Original Screenplay by Diablo Cody. With one win and four nominations total, this is Juno.
Flower growing wild and free, all I'd wanted you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd wanted you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
So, honest to blog, what did y'all think of Juno?
I love
I love it.
Juno. This is such a
Really?
good movie.
Actually, I don't know why I'm surprised.
Yeah, girl, what the hell?
This soundtrack was such an important soundtrack for me.
That tracks.
Eighth or
Yeah.
ninth grade, this was like everything to me. I listened to it on repeat. I loved this soundtrack and this movie so much.
It's so cute and it like still holds up and is still very funny and very witty. Like these one-liners, I can't. Like
So
it
good.
so good. So good. I remember quite a bit of it, but it
Home
was funny.
Skillet was huge.
I
Huge.
can't. I can't.
This movie
It
is
was so good.
so early 2000s indie. It's so stylized
Yeah.
and it does it so well. And it makes me so happy.
It's very, very cute. And it's very this aesthetic of the time that like twee indie girl with like a hamburger phone and like her, she's so
Oh my
cool. And she's so
God.
like not like other girls. But
I
man, we fell
cannot
for
tell
that shit.
you. I remember wanting a hamburger phone so bad at the time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
More than a
I
cell
wanted one so
phone.
bad. I mean, the hamburger phone, the plaid miniskirt over the jeans.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The collared shirts, God. The two collars popped up.
I can't.
With, like, the zip-up jacket hoodie.
That, like, chunky belt that, like, just hung low.
On your hip, yes. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Good times, man.
Oh, man. That's, I don't know. I thought... I at the time I liked it. Okay. So I originally only wanted to watch this movie because someone from Degrassi was in this movie and I read about that. I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's in it for like 2 seconds. Maybe 5, 10 total. So it really doesn't matter. But I remember at the time like how much of a mini phenomenon it was. Like some of the quotes were coming back to my head. I was watching, I was like, oh man, I remember that, and I remember that, and I remember that. Like it was so, I don't know. I felt I liked it so much more the first time I watched it. This time I was not, I don't want to say that I hated it, but I was just like, that is a movie that was made at that time. It's like, it's very much a period piece. And I don't know that if I don't know that I think that's a good thing or a bad thing yet. I can't really, can't haven't decided. But I think like, I do, one of my notes is like, this dialogue is so weird, funny, weird and like weird and funny, but also weird, like cringe a little bit. I was like, did we talk mm-hmm. like that? I thought, well, maybe, because I do remember saying home skillet like for realsies, but I don't remember saying like honest to blog or what'd you say? Like shut your pot. No, I forgot. Did I write it down? Oh, shut your freaking gob. It just felt like whenever Gen Z says we're millennials or cringe, I'm like, maybe they're right.
No, they just don't. They just like are too worried about being cringe to like really express themselves. Well, I think
that's true. That's a good point. They didn't have an awkward face, and that's going to hurt mm-mm. them later. And probably hurting them now. But I just think like, I don't know that I like this dialogue at all.
I think, you know what? I think it's, because it is kind of like a time capsule period piece, it yeah. put like all the things that happened in that period in one movie. So I can see how that can feel like a lot. Like we probably didn't use this dialogue in everyday life. I'm pretty sure I was not cool enough to say any of these things. So I no. did not. But I just like hearing it in like a movie. But I'm like, even the people who did talk like this or did say this stuff, they weren't using it in like every single sentence. But this is just like, I think because it's like, a snapshot of this period in this person's life, that it was like, okay, let's put every funny, like weird, like very millennial thingy in this screenplay. So but can, also, I can yeah. see how that could be a lot.
But also to yeah. have someone as quirky and as unique as Elliot Page come yeah. on screen and be able to deliver this dialogue and make it feel like it just naturally comes out of them. Mm-hmm. So good. But I think of this movie and I automatically think of Rainn Wilson in the very beginning. That oh, yeah. line was quoted so much. This ain't no, that ain't no Etch-a-Sketch. This is one doodle that can't be undid, home skillet. Like that was 2007. That was 2006. Jesus,
it was. Ew. I don't know. Maybe like my perception of 2007 isn't as like happy as this movie. Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm projecting my own thoughts on what it was to be that age. So maybe I'm just like, I don't want to go back there. But yeah, I do remember hearing this quoted. Also, look, go back to the music, how you said, Anna, about how, like this very, like, to me, I call this genre girl with guitar. And even the song, like it just sounded like the Clearly. Same song. I was like, okay, let's do something different. Like it just felt so like yeah. monotone. And I guess that was the point, but it just like, there's one specific song that towards the end where her and not Skeeter, what was his name? Scooter?
Bleaker.
Michael Cera.
Bleaker?
Bleaker, whatever. Michael Cera, Bleaker. They finally kiss. And the lyrics of that song were nuts. Like she says, the lyrics are, I like boys with strong convictions and convicts with perfect diction. Underdogs with great intentions. Amputees with stamp collections.
Girl, you're acting like I don't what have this entire album memorized.
That's an actual song? What the? Who?
Kimya Dawson, I think is her name.
Yes.
Oh it's just, for me, that's it's genius. Joy personified because it's just
a bunch, it's a word salad of a song. It's just
It's a word for Valid.
There's the one song that's really fast that was always my favorite, and I had it memorized. I am a vampire. Like, that song used to be one of my favorite songs ever. I am a vampire. I am a vampire. I am a vampire. I am a vampire.
That song was so cute.
It's funny because I'm not someone who noticed the lyrics, like, almost hardly ever until, like, the fifth listen. But immediately I was like, what is she talking about? Amputees with Sam Collections. Girl.
Yeah, the song Loose Lips. Loose kisses take trips to San Francisco. Double Dutch disco take to be hot.
Like, this is what Taylor Swift does now. That's what this feels like. It's very like pre-Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I don't see that at all. But
I don't see this as Taylor Swift.
Taylor's very cringy. If you especially here, well, I'm gonna get canceled probably. No one cares. Listen to this.
She's cringy. I think Taylor's also cringy. No one's
anyway.
I think she's also cringy.
Some Swifties gonna find this, and I'm like, oh well, that's it. We're done. I'm done.
I think she's also cringy, but I think it's in an entirely different way. She's cringy in like a earnest way.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't see this as cringy. I see this as of the time, and
yeah, it is of the time. Oh, for sure.
I mean,
for sure.
It's like borderline scene pop.
And scene pop. I don't even what is that? What do you mean?
Like,
by
the
that?
Scene music was really big at the time, but this was also like a little bit more pop, like, than pop scene version? Music.
Yeah.
So it was like this weird, like,
interesting
combination.
Yes, because I equate scene to like, right? much more rock. Say it again.
I don't know. I was like, Joy, do you understand what I'm trying to, like, the scene and the pop and the,
yeah, because it was like, it was that like in between of like, it's just very indie. It was just like the in-between of like, we're not going
very indie,
fully,
yeah.
We're not going fully alternative, but we still want a little pop.
Girl,
we
with
want
guitar.
Like a little beep boop boop bop, like something like that.
Quirky ukulele.
Oh God, the fucking ukuleles were everywhere. Yeah. Everybody in high school and early college. Yeah. I can play the ukulele and like, cool, good for you. But like,
be like, okay. Like, and
like everything. It was like the guys with the acoustic guitar back in the 90s, but it was just like this period is like every singer songwriter person had a ukulele.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sarah Zephyr and cool. Yeah. I this remember, is also before Quirky was like run into the ground for sure.
Yeah. Yes. It was like when Quirky was becoming like, this is pre what's her name? New Girl. Bang.
Oh yeah. Way before that.
So it was like what this was her before it was like a big thing.
Yeah, this was kind of like the start of the nerds becoming cool.
Yeah, I think
we
so.
Had Star Wars coming back, or Star Trek coming back, and we had I Heart Nerds. Oh, do you remember those shirts? I just saw someone wearing one.
I do.
Jesus is my homeboy. Mary is my homegirl.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Wow.
Oh.
Such a moment in time.
What a time.
Those like graphic tees everywhere. Everybody had a fucking graphic tee for you. Every single style of person and like genre of person had like a graphic tee for something. Oh my God, I lost it. I lost what I was saying. What's something about Bangs Girl? Oh, what's her name?
Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, this was that before it was like big. And I distinctly remember this was a period of time where like everybody had went to like an open mic at like a coffee shop or whatever, and there was that one coffee shop in not Grapevine, maybe it was Grapevine off, or where was that place that we used to go get either pizza or pho? That was pizza. Was that road called by where
Glade?
The Whataburger is?
Glade
in the Glade. There was a coffee shop off of Glade that had, like, an open mic night. And, like, I remember so many people would, like, go to the open mic night and were like, I'm going to play my little ukulele and sing and whatever.
Well, I used to work at a coffee shop. So, like, I was there. I would hear it all every night. And I was friends with a girl who was, like, in a band called, like, some weird, like, the Green Dinosaur, something weird like that. And she would play shows. And it was I remember living that. And it just... It didn't, maybe just because I'm older and I see like these darn kids, but just, I can't, to me, I just think of that. I'm like, oh, that's so, awkward and weird. I can't look at it.
It was
But I was
awkward
there.
and
I was in
weird.
it.
It was awkward, especially like now you think about you think back about it and you're like, eh. But also
Yeah.
like we were youths, we were
It was a
kids,
mirror
like
I didn't want to look at, you know what I'm saying?
yeah.
Yeah. Not that I was
Well,
like pregnant at 16 or anything, but like who's who else in this chat has pulled over to cry? Hello. Hands
oh
up.
yeah.
I was like, been there. Been
Yeah.
there, babe.
Almost had to today. But I pulled myself together and I made it all the way home.
My God.
Now I just cry on the train. It's great. Nobody bothers me.
But New York is
Oh.
like, they don't care a word you want on the train. You could do anything on the train, they're not going to notice you.
That's true.
They're
As
kind
long
of
as
their
you're
own
not
thing about
bothering them. Yeah.
Yeah. Even then, like, sometimes people don't even notice like anything on the train. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mind your business, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Mind your business.
Let's talk about this stacked ass cast. Holy
Yeah.
shit. Elliot
Everybody.
Page and Michael Cera. Great. Very mid-2000s. Jennifer
Yeah.
Gardner and Jason Bateman. Love. And then my
Completely
two.
forgot they were that was them. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then two of my favorite actors in the entire world, J.K. Simmons and Allison Janney. Who would
Yeah.
want them to be your parents?
They were
Although
so
J.K.
great.
Simmons is not yelling. That's nice.
Give him an Oscar.
I saw a lot of people on Letterboxd in the review saying, I just can't watch J.K. Simmons. He scares me now. And I'm like, get over yourself. He's wonderful.
Yeah, he's
Wait, why
great
is
in
he
this.
scary?
Because he's so
Because
scary
of
and aggressive and other
Whiplash?
stuff.
Oh, get over it, people.
I think it's just nice to see him be like a normal guy.
Yeah.
And like Allison Janney was such a great like semi-parental figure. And I think everybody's dynamics, everybody's relationship dynamics were super interesting.
Yeah, agreed.
Like Gina's relationship with what's her name? Her friend,
There'll
Leah?
be like, what's her last name? I forgot her
Other
last name.
hamburger phone girl.
Her friend. I haven't.
Olivia
Olivia.
Thirlby.
Olivia. Yeah.
There's
Olivia. That's her name.
yeah. And then it was so cute. I could totally see the chemistry between Juno and Bleecker, but I was like, oh, it's so cute. It's so awkward. It's so like, it's so teenagers. Like, ugh.
But Michael Cera being like, Bleecker was so genuine and just so sweet. He was so sweet.
He was so cute in his own way. Definitely like cute for the time. Like that was one of the.
I don't think Michael Cera is attractive. However, he is the kind of weird guys I would like, you know?
That's true. He falls into the genre of guy that you gravitate towards. So that's very true.
Yes.
They look so young, both of them.
I
I know
know.
they
My
were
God.
babies.
Baby faces.
Literal babies. Oh my God.
And then Elliot Page already looks like he's super, super young anyway.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
know. By
Permanent
the
baby
fountain of he's
face.
the fountain of youth. My
Yeah.
God.
He should be in that song with Timothée Chalamet and Marcelo Hernandez. I got a baby face from SNL. I'll link it. It's funny.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I
it's good. It's
completely
really
missed
good.
this. Was he hosting this weekend? Did I miss that?
No, this is from when he
Oh,
hosted
okay.
like Black
Before.
and Complete Unknown Time. Yeah,
Oh.
they sang a song about being having a baby face, but like that's not all that they're not a baby. Yeah. Blah blah blah. Anyways.
Funny. He should be in that song.
So I remember when I first watched this thinking that Jason Bateman was so cool and Jennifer Garner was so uptight. Girl. Girl,
The
girl,
Whiplash.
creep
Wow.
factor overload. I was like, oh, I don't remember this at all. I don't think I remembered anything about the movie other than her being pregnant. So I was like, ooh, this is creepy. It reminds me of because I back in December I had went through the entire series of Friday Night Lights, obsessed. And what I noticed about that show is that it was so many adult children relationships, romantic
Oh,
relationships. And they were,
really?
and it was just normal because it was early 2000s. It wasn't, you know, it was whatever. And so this
Yeah.
reminded me of that, how it just, it seemed normal. Like it was fine because he was, especially in her friend Olivia, like she has Bill Clinton on her wall. She has like all like Prince Charles on her wall, like all these like adults who she fancies, and then she's talking to her teacher who's also an adult, and it's just like, oh, this is so not that part didn't age well at all, for sure. But
No,
yeah.
I think that's the funny thing about watching it like now as an adult. Like when I watched this, I was, I think, her age, if not a little bit younger, the characters' ages, and I was the perspective of them being like, oh yeah, I'm old enough, I'm an adult, like I can totally hang with other adults. And then now being like, I was not an adult. I would
Yeah.
not be hanging around adults. That's like not cool. That's not what I thought it was. No. So it's really interesting to see that perspective shift as now being an actual adult and being like, a 16-year-old child, please run away from the grown man.
Yeah, the stuff with her friend I didn't really like. I found it also unnecessary. Like she could have had another personality quirk than her being into older guys. But
Yeah.
then also, knowing the twist and knowing that Jason Bateman, who he was going to turn out to be, watching it this time, and he was so not into it the entire time. They're talking about
Oh.
having a baby, and he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, whatever you want. And it
Right?
just,
Yikes.
it like was screaming at me the entire time this time around. And then at the end, like, did he think he was going to leave his wife and Juno would, like, come hang out with him and
I
like,
think, yeah, because he's an idiot.
gross. He's a
Like,
dummy
he
and he's
thought, I
like,
thought you would want this. What the? Men
no.
stay shitty. Like, that's just how it is. They just stay shitty. Like, ugh. Also, I do
Men.
like whenever she's crying and he immediately is like, oh, it's hormones, right, Juno? Ugh.
Oh,
Jennifer Garner is
yeah.
immediate, like, what did you do? She's immediately on Juno's side because she knows. This is my husband, but he is also a man, so let me protect this child. Love that. I love that she came to her defense.
And like no question about it. She was like there a hundred
Exactly.
percent. I really like there was one part in the film, I think, where Jennifer Garner runs into Juno in the mall. And Juno's like, yeah, touch the baby, they're kicking. And they have this like such a like intimate, like beautiful moment together, where she's like talking to the belly. And then after she's done talking, Juno looks back at her and it's like, oh, okay, you see that like she's happy with her decision and she's gonna go through with it and everything. And I see how that lends to what happens later, and that, you know, even though the husband's out of the picture because he's a piece of trash, they're still gonna give the baby to Jennifer Garner.
I like how Jennifer Garner played that entire scene when they first meet her, because they had talked about how like someone had backed out and like Jennifer Garner doesn't want to push too hard, but she's also excited. Who wants her to want them? And so it like I love how she plays those two, just those two emotions at the same time. Do you want to cut it,
Yeah.
Anna?
No.
Okay.
I think Jennifer
Yeah.
Garner.
Jennifer
Oh,
Garner
sorry,
is
go ahead.
just mother. She is a mother. She screams
Literally,
mother.
yes.
I want
She's
her to
so
mother
mother.
me.
Yes. Exactly.
All her cooking videos, oh, her so cute. Oh
Love.
my God, she's so adorable. But I know her
Love. She's married
originally
to
as
Ben Affleck for
Paul.
so long. That's crazy.
That is wild. But he loves
Yeah.
him a Jennifer. He can't run away from a Jennifer. That man is addicted to Jennifers. It's crazy.
Yikes.
I do. My favorite thing of her though is like pre-Juno was when she was Elektra in Daredevil. Loved her in that. That was great.
Know, I never saw that movie.
Really?
Yeah,
I fucking love
same.
that movie. Oh my God.
I saw like parts of it, but not the whole thing. Did you see the newest Deadpool movie?
Deadpool movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
It
it's
was.
not a movie's been out for like how long? I guess I can spoil
Yeah.
it, but gagged. I was gagged when I saw that.
Yeah. So, well, a lot going on. A lot going on. Much more interesting than Ryan Reynolds being Deadpool. Like, ugh, I'm over it.
I only saw that because I'm a huge fan of the X-Men. I think I've talked about this before. Because and that type of humor is just not funny to me. I don't find it. I don't care. So I only watched it for the X-Men, and I was surprised. Surprised.
Mm-hmm. X-Men. I liked the first one fine. The second one just felt like more of the same. Yeah, and I still haven't seen the third.
It's probably the same humor wise. But like I said, X-Men, and I'll watch anything they're in because I'm X-Men forever. I am going back and watching the animated series that I watched when I was a kid.
The X-Men, what's it called?
Animated series. Yeah.
Oh.
The new one, X-Men 97, I've heard is supposed to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a continuation of the one that I watched as a kid, but I don't remember anything about it because I was a child. So I'm rewatching that, and then I'll eventually get to 97, but yeah,
I was rewatching the one that I saw more of. I did see bits of 97, but I saw the X-Men Evolution.
Oh yeah, that was after it. Yeah,
that was after. Oh, that was so good. That was my shit. Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I got into X-Men. Oh,
they're perfect to put on when you're like just doing stuff because like it's a kid show. Doesn't require too much engagement, you know. But like, you put it on, you're like, oh my god, oh they're fighting again, crazy, and then oh you know, so it's a good background.
Oh nope, they're fighting again.
Yeah. Like I remember my favorite has been Storm since I was a child. I'll never forget when I was in like second grade, third grade, one of those grades, for Halloween a girl dressed up as Storm and she came to class and I was like, who are you? And she's just like, oh my gosh, I'm Storm, blah blah, and she gave me the whole spiel and I was like, she sounds amazing. So she was my neighbor down the street, so I would go to her house and then we watched X-Men and I was like enthralled from the jump. Storm was always my favorite. Loved her. Love her.
Great. Yeah.
Rogue is good too. Rogue is good, but Storm is my favorite.
I really want them to do, if they're really going to put her back on screen, I want them to do her justice. I really, can she have like a for real story now instead of just being like
the professor's assistant
in the background?
I heard after I don't know her name. I'm so sorry, but she played. She was in Sinners. She's the one who hooks up with the young boy. I forgot his name. Her name's Jamie or something. Girl. Yeah, the singer.
Is it Jamie Lawson?
I'm not sure. They like her for Storm.
It is.
They're throwing her name around for Storm, and I was like, yeah,
love that.
I want her to be dark skinned. She has to be dark skinned. No question. No offense to Halle Berry. Love her down, but she needs to be dark skinned. That is non-negotiable. Okay. Anyways,
there was also oh my god, what's her name from Insecure? Not Issa Rae, but who plays her best friend?
I forgot her name. Yes,
Yvonne.
Yes,
Orge. Yeah, she would also be really great too.
In the early talks, they were saying Janelle Monáe or what's her name, Jodie Turner Smith.
Oh my god, Jodie Turner Smith would be so good.
Anyways.
Jodie Turner Smith. Did you guys see her at the Met Gala? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Who's your favorite at the Met Gala?
Oh my god. Okay. Janelle Monáe, Tiana Taylor.
And, love her.
I loved Demi Moore.
Yes.
Demi Moore being a giant tie.
Love it.
Bitch, love up it. Cam.
Yes.
I loved Cardi B.
Yeah. Oh my god, Cardi B.
Yeah.
Fucking yes. I wanted more like 70s and 80s dandy and 70s and 80s tailoring. And Cardi B and Doja Cat were the only ones who went 70s and 80s. And I was like, give me more. Because that's like so excessive and colorful and huge and big and everything. So I'm so glad that they at least two people brought that. Who had it back? So I know controversial. Some people didn't like Zendaya's outfit.
Who tell me?
Zendaya's outfit. And I understand because it is, you know, to the untrained eye, there's not a whole lot going on there.
To the uncultured.
Bitch, it said tailoring. The theme was tailoring.
Oh yeah.
The exhibition is Black Dandyism, and the theme is tailoring. Bitch, when I tell you from an alterations perspective, from a tailoring perspective, that that suit fit to a fucking T,
Yeah.
bitch, I could not. Those pants literally just like brushing the ground. Oh, and being like a perfect hem all the way across when they're that wide.
Those who get
Bitch. I cannot. And also because she was wearing a shirt and a vest also underneath and all of that, it didn't look bulky and it didn't look like it fit
Yeah.
weird. It
They
fit
fit her
fucking
perfectly.
perfectly. And I was
Also,
just
how do
like,
you
oh
feel
my
about
God.
it was so good that someone also wore the same thing. Hannah Sawai wore the basically the same thing.
Again, to the
That's
untrained eye, it was the
hilarious.
same thing, but
I
it was
said
not the same
basically.
thing. But it was not the same thing
I said
because the cuts
basically.
of the suits were different. And Anna Sawai was missing some alterations. She needed alterations bad. Bad.
Ooh.
It
Clock
was,
it.
I mean, it looked, she looks good. She looks good always, but I'm like, a tailor should have gotten it. Bitch, it's tailoring. Why did we now get in there with that? Wait, I have more.
I
I'm gonna
also
do more
loved
thoughts.
Jenna Ortega's ruler dress. I thought that was very cool.
Oh my God,
I don't know if I
girl, the
saw
way you have
that.
to
I'll
mold
look it up.
that, flawless, flawless. It was just a bunch of rulers that were like molded to her body. It was
That's
incredible.
cool.
Tiana Taylor, bitch, the first and the best. You really can't beat that. How was she the first one on the carpet and honestly blew everybody out of the water? Miss Ruthie Carter, hello. I was
I
literally
know.
having to educate people on who Ruthie Carter was because they were like, oh my God, who did that? And I was like, excuse
Wow.
me,
They don't
Oscar
know.
winner, Ruthie Carter, how dare you? She's incredible. Flawless.
Ooh,
The
I like the
accessories,
rulers.
the coat, the hat, the
Yeah.
jewelry, the cane, bitch, the platforms. I'm living. Oh my God, it was so good. But Janelle Monáe coming out of the suit with another suit.
With the
Performance.
purse, holding the purse.
Performance. Flawless. Flawless. And that was Oscar winner, costume
Yeah, he
designer
just
who did the
won.
costumes for, yeah, for Wicked.
Tazwell, right?
Yes. So that was also really, really great. Yeah, just a lot of good shit. Whoopi Goldberg was also great. Justice Smith. Justice Smith also looked
He looked
great.
great. Yes,
Love
loved
that for
it.
him. Brian Tyree Henry. Oh my
Yes,
God. Thank you.
yes.
Thank you for lifting the mantle. Thank you for taking on men's fashion. Like, wow.
Let's see. What else were we at? Oh, I have a question. Can you be allergic to really be allergic to dog saliva? Is that true?
I think so, because it's kind of like you can just be allergic to dogs and it can be the fur or the saliva.
No, I never knew that. Because she
Wait.
says like, "Oh, when you move out, I'm
Excuse
getting a dog," and I'm like, "Something about saliva allergic." I'm like, "What?" I had no idea. I thought she was being funny, but.
Yeah, because I think for cats it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting to me.
I know you could be allergic to like different types of pet dander. So like my
That makes
cousin,
sense.
he's allergic to short-haired dogs.
Oh.
And I don't know about saliva, but I do know that dogs' saliva and dogs' mouths are cleaner than ours.
Really? How so?
Yeah. They're, the bacteria they have, it's like a self-cleaning bacteria. So, I mean, still gross, but they're
Ew.
clean.
You love it.
Ew.
Nasty.
I do.
Oh, gross.
Ew.
I remember Juno and Michael Cera. I want to call him Scooter. Bleeker, sorry.
Scooter,
I
Bleaker.
remember Juno and Bleeker being like the couple's costume of the time.
Oh,
Yeah.
really?
I remember seeing it everywhere.
Oh
A lot of
my
the striped
gosh.
shirts and jeans, and then the guys in the
The little
short running shorts.
shorts.
Yeah,
Oh
I
my
remember seeing
God.
it. Yeah, this very early 2000s weird, and it's a period piece. It really it's a period piece. That's I read that for promotion that they the studio sent critics hamburger phones.
Oh my God.
Love.
Sure, that was so funny.
So cute.
Elliot, Juno at one point, I forget what the whole context, but the scene made me cry, where she was going, I don't know what kind of girl I am. And I was like, I don't know what kind of girl I am either. Like, for real, don't know what kind of girl I am.
I think none of us do in some way. I think advice to the youngins, if you're listening, like, no one has it figured out.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone you think has it together does not. That 20-something, 30-something, 40-something person you know doesn't have it figured out. I promise you.
Yep.
They just know more because they've lived longer. Doesn't mean they know better. Remember that. I do remember, because this is when I was like much more involved in the church. I do remember the conversation over this movie at the time was like, this makes light of teen pregnancy. It's not supposed to be a funny matter. This is serious. And like, so kind of when I saw it, it was like, oh, should I be seeing this? Like, I need to not tell anybody that I'm watching this, because it was, I don't remember being maybe not controversial per se, but it was definitely something that wasn't like, at least in the circles I was in, it wasn't like praised. Especially because like she doesn't have the abortion, but like they're still, the criticism was they were just so nonchalant about the whole situation.
Diablo maybe. Cody has come out and said like she regrets the way the abortion scene was handled in the movie, because it made a lot of people think that she was pro-life and not pro-choice. And she was like, no, I'm definitely pro-choice. Juno didn't do it because she just didn't want to. It wasn't because of like, I'm gonna go to hell thing. She said that's her one regret with the movie.
And honestly, like, that was probably the best she could have done at the time, because I don't know that they would have been as embracing had it been so one way. But it was still her choice not to do it, you know?
Right, exactly.
Speaking of Diablo Cody, I don't know that I've ever seen anything that she's done other than this. Have y'all seen any of her other movies?
I think so. I was just talking
about. She did
about
Jennifer's Body.
I never saw that.
And she did Lisa Frankenstein, which I've been meaning to watch.
I did see Young Adult.
I meant to watch that. I did not. And I, a million years ago, watched Ricky and the Flash with Meryl Streep and Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan, you say?
Yeah, he plays the boyfriend of the of Meryl Streep's daughter.
All you said was boyfriend. I'm in.
I remember wanting to watch The United States of Tara, but never did.
That's Toni Collette, right?
I heard it was great.
Yeah.
I remember it being really good. I remember people saying it was really good.
Yeah, so I've seen a few.
Jennifer's Body was good. And
next.
I need to watch Lisa Frankenstein. I feel like I would like it.
On my list kind too. Of
what you said, Anna, earlier about how this movie, like, what a revelation Elliot Page was. Like, this, I think a huge reason this movie is any good is because of Elliot Page, without question.
100%.
Like, I know that they had like Hard Candy before that, which I only seen like parts of, and it's a wild movie.
It's intense.
And then, yeah, I think they did one X-Men. He was Kitty Pryde in one X-Men before this, I think. I can't remember. But this is really the movie that, like,
yeah.
I can't remember. I just know that it wasn't. This is the one that, like, to the stress
their career.
Like,
yeah.
For
yeah.
sure. Like, he was out and about, like, hello, Oscar nomination, like, all these things. But yeah, so I think, if nothing else, it gave us Elliot Page, and I'm okay with that.
Great. I love him so much. Yeah. He's so cute. Oh my God.
And it's so funny when they reunited the Oscars, like, it was Ellie Page and him and Jennifer Garner and
Allison Janney.
What's his name?
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
I was like, he was in that movie? I completely forgot.
Oh
my God. Yeah, because I'd only seen this that one time in 2000, whatever this is.
2006, 2007, yeah.
So I was like,
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I think any last notes we got for these before categories?
This is a cute movie. It ended up, sorry.
No, go.
It ended up being, I felt like it ended up being a little more emotional and like sentimental than I thought it would be. I thought it was just like, haha, we're having fun and we're, you know, going back in time to high school. And then I was like, oh, it's really sweet.
Did not expect to cry, but
yeah,
did.
Same. Oh my God. I was like, this is okay for the baby. It was great. It was so sweet.
My Letterboxd review was what a gem of a movie, because it really just is. It's perfectly encapsulates a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so well done
mm-hmm.
from top to bottom. I just love it so much. And if anybody wants to have a album listening party, hit me up.
Hey.
We'll have a sing along.
I would rather die.
I want that on vinyl.
You have the vinyl?
No, but I want it. I wonder if it's a thing.
Oh, probably. I feel like that was
although
probably
maybe not, because it's been a long time.
Gonna look.
But I did purchase Joy. I did purchase the Civil Wars.
Shut the fuck up, bitch! I need to buy it.
Yeah,
I need to buy it.
I mean, it's pre-order, and we'll get it to August, but it's fine.
Fuck! I need to order mine. I keep forgetting until every time I send you the thing, and then I'm like in the middle of something and I forget. But
I can't wait. I can't wait to be like trap dancing to the album,
bitch! I swear to God, if they reunion tour for this shit,
girl,
bitch, I'm putting it out there.
We're selling everything we have. We're everything we own. We're selling it. Like my eyes are twitching just thinking about it. Okay.
It's on sale for $20 at Target.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Get it. What vinyl did I just buy? I just bought one. And I fucking forgot which one it was.
The last one I got was a Joni Mitchell one for like $2.
Oh, cute.
I was like, yeah, I love it when it's cheap. Okay, so let's go through categories. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do we think about it being in Best Picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say sure. I don't have anything I would replace it with. I don't, but sure.
I'm not gonna lie, Crystal. It really like bums me out. It makes me sad that you don't enjoy this as much as I do.
I did at the time. I loved it at the time. Maybe it's a combination of how cringe it was to me, or how like the dialogue was so. It's kind of like, you know, people complain about Dawson's Creek, how like no one talks like that, but I loved it. That's how I felt about this. Like,
yeah,
maybe that specific person in that general, that area of America talked like that. Maybe didn't make it to Texas. I don't know. But like, it just felt so, so put on rather than natural.
Okay.
It felt like, but I'm like, look, I'm this 2000. This is, I'm quirky. Like, it, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe in, again, maybe I'm projecting, but it just felt and feel natural to me. And that music, I just, and again, I liked it at the time. Girl with the guitar, that was it. That was the thing. I can't do it. I'm so sorry.
This is so funny to me.
Best director, we have Jason Reitman, nominated against Joel and Ethan Coen for No Country for Old Men, Julian Schnabel for The Diving Bell and Butterfly, Tony Gilroy for Michael Clayton, and PTA for There Will Be Blood. What do we think? Do you think he was a good enough director?
Sure. I don't see why not. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like it put this like aesthetic together, so
yeah. I'm fine with it being yeah. here. I think it's a stacked category.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good directors in here.
He didn't bring anything to the table that like was like his own. It was fine. It was a serviceable job, but I would have put Joel right here because I felt like Atonement, there was actual
oh, yeah,
direction that felt hello. Intentional and it felt like purposeful.
Yeah, it was very well orchestrated. Yeah, no, okay, all right. Yeah, I forgot about it.
Personally, I would switch him out, but you know, whatever. Also,
that's fair.
Jason Reitman's like a nepo baby, so like
He is?
Yeah, Ivan Reitman is his dad, I believe.
Who's that?
Ivan Reitman's also a director who did things I didn't look up.
He's someone who did things.
Which nepo baby is fine. Like sometimes they can be good. But you also have to take into consideration for lots of things.
Right.
Anyways, Joe Wright, I think that's who should be there instead.
You're
Moving
correct.
on. For Best Actress, Elliot Page is nominated against Marion Cotillard for Lavinia Rose, Cate Blanchett for Elizabeth, The Golden Age, Julie Christie for Away From Her, and Laura Linney for The Savages. It is
Yes.
the only
Yeah.
one from a Best Picture.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, and they and she and he didn't win. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Because
their
I said
actresses
earlier
are
that,
great.
yeah, what a company for sure. Because I said earlier that Elliot Page is the only really good thing in the movie, then I'm okay with that. That there, truly,
Yeah,
for
I'm so
sure.
cool with that. I haven't
I'm.
seen, I've seen Lavinia Rose.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that was really great. But Elliot Page was really great too. So.
This is one of the categories that I really wanted to watch more of, but they're all you have to rent or pay for. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah, that's
can't do
hard.
that.
Yeah.
That's hard.
My whole salary is gonna go to just renting movies.
Yeah.
God. Okay, so next category they're nominated for. Actually, they won Best Original Screenplay. Diallo Cody beat out Lars and the Real Girl, Michael Clayton, Ratatouille, and The Savages.
Ratatouille. Oh, that's so cute.
I she can be there fine. I don't really think they should have won personally. I already have two favorites in there already, but sure, whatever, I guess. You know, a woman won, but like
I
whatever.
remember liking Mars and the Real Girl. I haven't seen it in a long time. I remember it being a weird one.
I never watched
That's
it.
Ryan Gosling, right?
Ryan
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
Gosling, yeah. I think there are a couple of really other great screenplays, but like I said, I think this so perfectly encapsulates 2007, 2006 teenagers. I think the writing is sharp and quick, and I like it. I'm fine with her winning.
I'm also fine with her winning, but I also really love
Ratatouille is
Ratatouille.
great, and there's another one that I also really loved, like really, really loved,
Ratatouille.
that I wouldn't have mind winning, but
I have not seen Ratatouille in so long. I need to watch it again.
I'm gonna rewatch it tonight.
It's been a minute. So yeah, that's the ones that it should have won, and that's it. Rankings, everyone. You can guess what mine is.
I don't
Feel
think
like I
we
can guess
know,
what
Crystal.
all of ours are, maybe. I think
Oh,
maybe you
I
guess
think
them all.
I'm Anna might be different, I think.
No, it's the same.
I don't think
That's
so. I think
atonement
it's the
for Sid
same.
Juno. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
same.
yeah, 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 yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
Juno's
yeah,
really
yeah.
wonderful, but Atonement is like peak cinema. So.
There's a oh wait, hold on, let me reassess what I'm about to say.
Oh.
I think the yearning in Atonement is much more beautiful than the yearning in Juno. I was gonna say there's no yearning in Juno, but that is a lie. There is yearning
Yeah,
in
they're
Juno.
definitely,
Yeah, it's a different
yeah.
kind. Well, I mean, to
It's
me, they're so
teenage
different. I don't know
yearning.
how you can compare the two because, like, one is leaps and bounds better, whereas far as the acting, the script, the production, the direction, like, it's not even. I don't.
To
I
you.
to me, it's not fair to compare the two because they're so different, you know.
Bleecker yearns for Juno, and Juno yearns for Bleecker in a very different way.
Yeah, I know.
I did just order it on vinyl.
Shut up. Oh my God. That was quick.
My Lanta.
Needed something else, so it was like, well, I already need this one thing, so like, might as well.
Oh my God.
You know what
All
time it
right,
is,
Anna.
friends?
Let's
Yeah,
throw
let's
it in
do
the
it.
grocery order.
It's quiz time.
It's quiz time with Anna.
Yeah, need a theme
Woo!
song. Okay, question one.
Oh God, okay.
Which film featured a real-life married couple, being only the fourth film to do so in Oscar history?
Ooh.
Are we getting a multiple choice?
Nope, you have the list to look at if you'd like.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, shit, the list. Wait, where's the list?
The text, girl.
Oh.
One moment. No, I think I emailed it to you.
Fuck.
Well, I think I saved it. Sorry. Hold on, let me get my... Sorry, man.
I can cut all this.
Making our brain do work.
On a beat. There it is. Okay.
Where is it? BP noms?
Okay, can you repeat the question, please?
Oscar trivia. Question. Which film featured a real-life married couple, being only the fourth film to do so in Oscar history?
Not that one.
Oh man, okay.
Okay, this is hard. Oof.
Who's married to who?
Yeah, who the fuck is married? Are any of them married? Like hardly any of them.
I was gonna say Hell or High Water, but Chris Pine is not married to what's his name? So never mind. Oh, I think I know.
Wait, let me use my brain.
My answer.
Damn it.
What's that girl's name?
Oh God, I have no answer for this. And none of these people are married.
Okay, Joy.
Was it Ross?
Give you a hint.
What's that bitch's name? Hold on, let me see. What's her name? What's that hoe's name?
Bitch.
What's that hoe's name? Okay, yeah.
I want to say the reader, but I know they're not really married.
Oh no, wait, he wasn't in that movie. Oh shoot. Okay, no. Recount my answer.
Damn it. Hold on. Oh, it's her. Oh shit. That was so good. Anna's so sorry. Are you okay, Anna? Anastasia, please drink some water.
Okay, I have my answer.
I blurted it out, so my bad.
Oh, did you? I didn't even hear you, so.
Oh,
okay. Your big mouth didn't ruin it.
Joy, you said her. Crystal,
was that's what I was going to say. Her, yeah.
And correct.
What?
Joaquin Phoenix is married to Kate, one Rudy of the Mara.
They were not married at the time of filming.
That's not what you said, ho. Fine. Let me think.
I'll give you a chance to look over again.
Up, the old man and the old lady. Just
kidding. Yes, correct.
No.
Okay, your Nebraska? Hint is that it's from 2018 to 2024. It's in those years.
Oh God. There's a wide range.
You stupid hoe. Okay.
Beach.
Who's it? Who's even in that movie? I don't remember.
None of these people. None of these people are married. Oh shit! I'm voice texting again.
Oh my God! I know. Okay, sorry.
Joy, you have 30 seconds.
Oh my God! Brain, do a thing. Oh, I got it.
Okay, Crystal, you first.
The Power of the Dog.
Joy.
Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons.
Yeah.
Yay! You got it.
Yay! I
feel like I like that movie, actually. But yeah, yay! Yay them!
Okay, so last week I asked you what the worst rated Best Picture nomination is. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the worst rated Best Picture winner?
Oh. Ooh. Wait, hold on. Repeat the question.
Worst rated Best Picture winner.
As opposed to last time it was nominee only, right?
Just nominee, yes.
Well, I know what this has to be, and I think it's probably personal ranking, but still.
Hold on a second.
I know what it is.
Sorry.
I feel like there's no contest.
I know the answer too.
3, 2, 1.
Green Book.
Green Book.
Correct.
Haha.
All right. Now, what is the highest rated Best Picture winner?
Oh damn it! Okay.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Ooh, I think one of these two.
Okay, I have an answer.
Oh, Apple thinks I'm playing music and I'm just humming. Okay.
Oh, you're so You have a
good.
beautiful voice. That's so cute. Okay, I have an answer. Beep. Buzz, I buzzed in.
Joy, you have 30 seconds.
I have an answer.
3, 2, 1.
Parasite.
Parasite. Correct. All
Yeah.
right. Now, if you will both mute yourselves and play the first recording labeled one. And if you need to, oh, if you need to, you can play two to help you.
Answer. Oh, do I have to know the track name? Because I don't know the track.
No.
Okay, good.
Bitch, why do I know this? I know this.
Okay, Joy, mute us.
Okay, how do I?
Can you hear us? Crystal, what's your answer?
It's Phantom Thread.
Correct. Joy, what's your answer? I can't hear you, babe. You're muted.
I know it's pretty, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, your hint. What year was this?
I know what it, I know it. I know it, and I want to say it's that, but I don't think it's that.
What do you think it is?
Is it? It's not Maestro, is it? No.
No. The year is 2017.
Okay. Oh, is it Phantom Thread?
Yes.
I knew it. I have it saved on my Spotify.
I will put
I
in that
love that
clip.
one.
And the second
Got
clip
it.
is just a different part of the song to help you if you needed it.
Ah, okay.
I
Yeah,
knew it.
that was fun because I was like, I've heard this before a lot of times. What is
Yeah.
it? I picked some really fun ones. I'm excited
You
for you
did.
to
I
do
like
that.
that.
Yeah.
Yay.
So yeah, that's it, guys. That about does it for us. Thank you so much for listening. Do we have thoughts? If you enjoyed hanging out with us, you can follow and listen to us on Spotify or your podcast app of choice. Make sure you like, subscribe, and come talk to us on Instagram, Twitter, and now Threads. And we have thoughts three. We love to know what you think. And stay tuned for our next episode and have a bitchin' week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.